Next speaker will be Arlene Sparks, and the title of it's Design and Implementation of the 5x5 Community Fruit Stand Activity in Flint, Michigan.
Good morning. I'm Arlene Sparks, and I'd like to acknowledge Cynthia Howell and Tommy Johnson, who could not be here today, and Shremantha Cannon, who's our project evaluator, and she's from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst School of Public Health. And I guess what I have to disclose, I'm a member of the Michigan Prevention Research Center, and we are using some survey information here in our in my presentation. Kent, come help me with this. He's going to help me. Do these up and down arrows. I like that desk. I'm going to have to go back.
Go to the next one.
No, go back. I may not stick right to this script, but you will get the full story. In 2005, the state of Michigan, the Department of Human Services, gave us a grant to help reduce obesity, reduce childhood obesity. I'm new at this, too. The grant was just for 1 year, and the requirements of the grant was for us to work. The requirement in the grant was for us to work with the faith-based organizations in the African-American community, and that presented a problem. When we went to them, they didn't really want to work with us because they thought the grant should have gone to them, so we had a hard time getting them to work with us. So what we did do, we have an organization in our community called the Community-Based Organization, so I took my plight to them and I explained that I couldn't get the people to work with me, that I needed to work with me. And since all of them had a religious background and churches they attended, they agreed to work with me. Once the religious community found out I did have backing, then they decided to work with me, and I learned a lesson from that, that sometimes you have to go outside the source in order to reach in. The fruit stand came about, it was a one-year project, and how the fruit stand came about is we were late in the year getting started because of all the problems we had. So I had a fruit cart made for the teen jury program, and I had gone to my supervisors, the G-Cart executive and assistant executive director, and asked could I take it to a health fair, and at that time, Dr. Brown was having a health fair on obesity, and it was one he put on himself. It was three or four times he held it, and people could join, and how he measured it, you could come with your group, and he weighed you, and after about 6 months, the group that lost the most got $1,000, so he monitored that. So the fruit cart was a big hit at the church. Some reason because the fruit was free, you know, the giveaway was free. And so we decided to use that as a tool to reduce obesity. And how the fruit cart information, how we got its name is we had five churches and five pastoral messages, and we had fruit three Sundays, and we had two sessions, healthy eating sessions, informational sessions. And we had five cameras. The intended outcome for the implementation of the fruit stand activity, was to bring community garden produce to the community with limited or no access to grocery stores, to gain parent and community support for healthy food choices in the church activities, community events and celebrations, and also to encourage community organizing and integration of the healthy eating activities with local chapters, health screening activities such as the American Cancer Society. The messages And oh, this is some samples of how the fruit cart looked when we stocked it. Tommy Johnson was our shopper, and she has a 5-year certificate in food safety. And so she would also give them advice on how to store the fruit and what you could put on ice and what you couldn't. And that's the way it looked when we stopped. It's another slide, too. Also, I have some more slides here that I brought that you could take a look and get a better feel on what the fruit cart actually looked like. So I'll let you look at those. Once we identified the 5 churches, we made 5 fruit stands, and we asked the pastors to deliver 5 pastoral messages explaining the importance of eating fruits and vegetables, and that the project was focused on reducing risk for obesity in children, and asked the parents to substitute fruit and juice for candies and cookies when the children became restless in church, and to let the parishioners know that the fruit was free, and to explain the purpose of the cameras, and that was so we would have a photo voice, that, you know, we would have some proof that they did use it. And this is one of the surveys that that came from the University of Michigan. They asked, how much do your religious faith influence decisions about your health? I'm not going to go through those stats. I just want you to see. We bought 25 memberships for 5 churches to a gym in another faith-based facility for 1 year. Each church started their own walking clubs with one. We have one stipulation for that. One stipulation for that. And that one member of the team, one member had to at least be a member of the health team so they could record how many times they went and how long they stayed. We bought 5 cameras and asked the participants to take pictures of the events where they used the fruit carts, and that created a photo voice for this project. Evaluation measures. Went through that. Mm-hmm. So these are some pictures of them using the fruit cart. Yeah. And that's the way we built smaller ones for the churches than the one I had for the teen jury. And then we had these soul food pyramids. That's okay. Coordination of the fruit stand activities was documented using a tracking log. A healthy eating facilitator served as a recorder to document all activities results to be used as a template for future programs. Using the photo voice, participants chronicle the fruit cart activities in their church. Where are we now? Areas of impact. We incorporated the fruit stands in healthy. No, I haven't got to that. Okay. These are some of the stats that we gave the University of Michigan Prevention Center. We did surveys, and they were by phone, and they evaluated the material, and we had the fruit cart in areas. We set it up to let people know that where they didn't have grocery stores, a little access to grocery stores, and then how many vegetables, fruits and vegetables that they should be eating. Okay, now. Okay, now we're back to the areas of impact. We did that, and then we incorporate fruit stands and healthy screening services, use the fruit stand in local community fitness events like the Kansas Association. They had stroke and diabetes prevention. We track and update links to supporting not-for-profit organizations. Our tracking indicators, we had sign-in sheets for Walk for Warmth, Fruit Stand Sundays, Harambe Celebration, Stroke Prevention Month, American Cancer Society, number of children who participated in socialized activities and or food choice activities. And then we use the membership role at the churches. Number of children that participated was 510 between the ages of 5 and 15, and adults was 2,298. and we had 22 staff, so that came to 2,890 people that were served. The fruit cart was set up at our Harambe event, and we're starting something new. We had a farmer come in to talk to them about organic farming, and now they're starting to feed cows the old way, graze them on the grass instead of putting them in pens to eat. And when we had the cart, we buy fruits from the local market, but most of the fruit were Michigan grown. But it was amazing to find out that we couldn't find an orange made in the United States. All the oranges we bought were from Africa, and that was even from a big fruit market. So kids' accessibility, it was built for the children, and they received handouts highlighting the nutritional benefits. And those were those highlights that the University of Michigan did, tell them how many fruits you should eat a day, how many people were eating from city, state, and county. It made a comparison to all three of those. And the photo voice tells the story. You want to run those? What are the fruit cart participants saying? For older adults, fruit carts reminded them of when they were young, going to the local market and the local roadside fruit stands. They wanted vegetables on the fruit cart. Reported 100% juices tasted better and more flavorful. We only buy 100% fruit juices for our cart. Mothers of kids 8 years and older were paying more attention to whether she picked more chips or fruit. And some mothers say that they didn't buy fruit in bulk because the kids didn't eat them and they kind of spoiled, and that was a waste of money to them. And for the kids, they enjoyed walking up and picking up what they wanted off the fruit cart. They shared information with other kids in school, those that went to health fairs with their parents. Were transformed into more interesting kids, excited to drink all the water from the bottle because it was theirs. You know, get the bottle and that bottle of water was theirs. And their parents were interested to know where the fruit was from. Was it native to Michigan and to the United States? And that's where we had to tell them that the oranges came from Africa. And these are the kids getting the fruit out of the fruit stand. The future of the fruit carts, we are trying to expand it to the local parking lots. There's a long story there, so I had gone to, since we didn't have grocery stores, we have plenty party stores. And so I asked them, would they buy a few vegetables to sell to the people, and I would promote it. So it got to be about 10 degrees outside, and I didn't do my part, so we had a little problem because it was supply and demand. So then I had to go back and ask them, could we put the fruit carts in the yard? So now that's closer to happening this year because we're having somebody to draw how they're going to fruit set, and the county is going to give us a vendor's license, and we're going to have the fruits out there. The only thing we haven't worked out, some people have food stamps, and we haven't gone to the county to see how they can buy the fruit with the stamp. Using the farm-to-table approach, fruit cart to serve as a future venue for local farmers. You know, instead they can stay on the vine longer because they can get it from local farmers. And we partner with the Mr. Rogers Garden, which is a federally funded faith-based project that teaches children how to grow vegetables. And they're going to set up, we got five fruit carts, we're going to put them, and they will have one, and they can sell what they grow. And we were trying to, this is another University of Michigan study, and we were trying to integrate physical activity with the fruit stand, but the county told us that would be another problem, so that part is on hold. And these list the future of the fruit pantry list ways to promote seasonal and staple fruit selections to children and adults in the communities with limited access to grocery stores. Articulate strategies for engaging the community in nutrition and healthy eating activities that can be expanded to incorporate ongoing physical fitness events. List new skills that can be used to involve local chapter, not-for-profit organizations, and community-based public health promotion programs. And these are the people that we are grateful to. Thank you.
So our next speaker on the program is Latanya Trotter. Okay. And the title of her presentation is Just How Contextual Is It? The Role of Neighborhoods in Explaining Differences in Eating Behavior.